Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. There have been many, many laws made to protect people, especially of a criminal nature. Then why is it that the agencies and the government allowed the Americans Disability Act to be passed into law without enforcement, on the spot enforcement, I should say, as many, many other laws are, and without money behind it? Now, this law is supposed to protect you. That includes people in wheelchairs who can't get into things. First of all, it doesn't cover everything. You know, how can it protect you if it doesn't cover everything? You go down any block in this country, residential and even commercial, most places you can't even get into if you're in a wheelchair. You can't call the Justice Department has a number where you can call and file a complaint, but you can't call and say, hey, I'm at such and such. Now, the U.S. Attorney has offices all over this country, especially in the big counties. I'm at such and such a place, you know, I'm in a wheelchair or I have a guide dog and they won't let me in. They're not going to come and enforce the American Disability Act because they can't. It doesn't work that way. It should. It should have been there to protect us. But you see, there's no money behind it. You have to drag the person into court. The situation is separate. In other words, if you win one case where they have to let you in and in a wheelchair, and let's say the judge decides that the owner has to pay for it and all that stuff, that doesn't mean that every place in that county or in that state is going to be made that way. See what they did here? They ruined our lives with this law. They made it harder for us. Then tomorrow you go down another street and the same thing happens. Because there's no example set. There's no punishment for the people involved. If you're lucky, you may get a little bit of money out of it. But you might not even get that because the ADA, the American Disability Act, frowns upon giving us a lot of money. They don't put a value on our discriminated against. How much is it worth? You take my case. Several years ago, denied access to the accessor ride, me and my friend, because we were on our way to help a blind woman in a nursing home. There's no money value on that. They want to give me a if I'm lucky, I don't want to mention an amount, but a very small amount. To me, it's worth millions of dollars. They violated me. They violated my way of life. You know? But you see, there's no protection. So what do you do? Tonight's show. What do you do when the American Disability Act doesn't protect you? You got to find other ways. And everybody who's disabled is an individual. Some people may agree in doing it one way, and another person will say, no, I don't want to do that. I go out and let people know. I try to get it in the newspaper. We were just three local papers here on Long Island this past week. I'll use those articles to show people, and they can go look it up if they want. You can still find those articles online. Long Island Advance, Islip Bulletin, and the Suffolk County News, if you want to click them on. Inner Sight.
Hello.
Inner Sight is the name of the article. So every individual has to find their own way to protect themselves. Now, sometimes if you're lucky and you're being discriminated against, you call the police if they come. Sometimes presence of the police will get you into a place. You know, the cops will tell them it's against the law, but they have no enforcement power. So there's one way. You know, but the guy, the person let you in that time, it doesn't mean, tomorrow is a whole other thing. No protection under the American Disability Act. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. You want to adopt an Akita, great, great dog. And if you need a good service dog or just a pet dog, friend, get the right Akita, and I think you made a good choice. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, our buddy in Islip, New York, part of Inner Sight. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Islip Cleaners is right next to Mr. Kennedy, another one of our friends. So,
yeah, they really. They got their
go
ad.
In there.
I just have to do Mr. Kennedy's, put it up. I got Islip Cleaners up. So.
All right, so they should have the article on their Facebook?
Yes. Yes, I put the one article, but I said that they're in all three papers. So I put the one article, which is the Islip Bulletin, I put that there. But I said that they were, it repeated amongst the three, papers. So they have it there.
Yeah. All right. Islip Queen is my buddy Danny over there, the owner, and a cool guy, and he helped us. He's the guy who made my vest when we did the dog wedding. He created that.
That was a nice vest. I like that vest.
Vest. I gave him the material.
Nice.
And he turned it into a vest. All right. Inner Sight. Nobody stopped on Long Island. 631-484-3085. 484-3085. My buddy Gary, Nobody Starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and the medical when he's able to have the funding for it. All the voluntary help right there. All right, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children of the world. Avante, Corey, little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell.
Yeah.
To mention a few who have passed on to a better place. Honor the children. Take care of them. Watch out for them. I want to wish TJ a happy birthday, upstate New York. Today is his birthday. Youngsters.
Aww.
All right. And speaking of youngsters, we'll get more details, but a report of from a doctor who said that he got several girls, who, you know, teenage girls, who came into the office whose period was interrupted, and it could very well be linked to the vaccination. So another reason
they were
to
also
beware.
Saying, they were also saying, and, Frank, the mammograms and mostly the mammograms and the ultrasounds for the mammography, like, you know, for the breast tissue, that you can't take it a month after, you know, you get your vaccination.
Yeah, now they tell you this. Why didn't they say this before the damn, before they vaccinated people?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And if there's stuff like that, you can believe there's a lot more. And a lot more to it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't believe half the stuff they say. Mm. Because they keep changing their story every other week. All right, so beware. Build up your immune system. Vaccinations do not build up your immune system. They tear it down. Don't let the FDA fool you on that. That does not build up your immune system. It makes it harder for your body to fight off disease in so many other ways. And we're seeing some of that now.
Of course, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Go an extra mile for a child, that's the saying. We thank you for it. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Prince's, Sunset Restaurant, some of the people who have helped us, and Touro Law Center, and so many others. Suffolk Bus Corp, of course. And if anybody would like to match that $2,000, we'd be happy to entertain you with that. And I mean entertain you on YouTube, cable, the Inner Sight Freedom Show, and we'll be happy to tell the news that you did it. All right. I would call if we found a match, I would call my friend at the Associated Press and tell him about it.
Oh yeah, he would
and
take.
You never
the
know.
Story.
They might just.
Yeah.
They're thinking about doing a story with us anyway, so on this
yeah.
ADA business. So, you know, as a matter of fact, I had a daydream. Or maybe it was a night dream. This arbitration that I'm involved in now, I'm not supposed to talk about it in detail, but I won't. But we're going to have another arbitration on Monday. And I may just put it out there. If they want to help, let the transit authority who did this to me donate the $2,000. Let them match the $2,000.
Yeah.
What have I got to lose? And I'll tell them to go read the articles about innocence.
Or even if they could help us, you know, get it all started, that'd be even better, huh? You know, I don't know.
You ought
to
donate
do that,
the whole $2,000. They're supposed to give me.
Yeah.
Supposed to give me a settlement anyway.
Right.
I'm letting them off easy. Make it $2,000.
Yes, you are. Big time easy, huh?
You know, do it in honor
Sorry,
of innocence.
Yeah.
What better way, you know, to help the disabled than to help Inner Sight?
Yeah.
All right. Around the world, Inner Sight. Don't forget to sign our petition, change.org, Nursing Home 1, and the nursing facility and the service dog. And now, Able News.
Okay. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Talking tonight about how the ADA, the American Disability Act, does not protect you, and therefore, what do you do? Where do you turn? Well, you can call in a site. That's one thing you can do. Let us know about it. We'll certainly publicize it here. We can try to get it in the news. That's one way to maybe get some protection. You can try calling the police. Good luck.
No, that don't work.
You know, sometimes they'll come and sometimes they won't because there's no
that's true.
Mandated authority.
That's
so there's
true.
Another way. There are two ways. Call in a site, call the police, call the newspapers on your own, or your local news. Let them know about it.
Yeah.
And while you're letting them know about it, don't just embarrass the people that are doing it to you. Embarrass the government.
Yeah.
Because they allow it to happen.
It's true.
And the agencies. Every agency, we've said this 1,000 times, every agency should have an American Disability Act fund to make things accessible. And the government should put half the money up for that fund. See, if you had that, every week, several places would be made accessible.
Yeah.
And eventually the whole country. But you've got to pass enforcement with that. There's got to be enforcement, you know. Not that you can go to somebody's place and say, no, I don't want that. No, take me to court, you know. You know, you need enforcement. If the so-called able-bodied person can get in or access whatever it is, then the disabled person should be able to get in and access.
All right.
But there's no enforcement. So anybody got any ideas of other ways how you can, we're totally against violence. We don't condone violence.
No, we don't.
Anybody out there have any other suggestions? How can you protect yourself if the American Disability Act doesn't? You can call us at 213-816-1650. One of the biggest drawbacks is the horror of these nursing homes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because they take advantage of people knowing, see, they know that the American Disability Act doesn't protect you. If it
Frank?
Did, believe me, they would think twice.
You have callers, you have Maureen, and you have Danny. Both want to speak.
Yeah. If the nursing home people, when they have their ridiculous meetings, you know, which they have these meetings with the supervisor and they advise them, this one's going to die soon. This one doesn't look too good. Push this one. Try to get the so and so just came in today. She has $20,000 in her account. She has a big house. Concentrate on her.
Yeah.
You know, this is what happens in these places. You never hear about this.
No, you don't.
Now, do I know it for a fact? No.
No.
But I know
how
it happened because I see the result of what's going on with the people. How else could it happen? What were you going to say?
Well, the first way it starts is once they are taking your, they do your recertification every year of your Medicaid, boom, and then you're right into the system of them doing everything for you. That's the way that starts, and it's that right there is your end. You know, you asking them to do everything. I realized that with my mom. You know,
that's one reason why at my age, they don't bother me because I don't have any assets. Hell with him.
Yeah.
We don't want him. They go to somebody with assets.
Yeah.
That's what they concentrate on. That's how they thrive. That's how they survive.
I know.
On the flesh of people, disabled people. So
I think that is so totally wrong in more ways than one. I mean, seriously.
So how can the lawmakers and the president, especially at the time, it was Bush, allow this law to pass without protection and allow people to be treated like this, knowing that the American Disability Act does not protect people in these horrible nursing facilities?
Oh, yeah.
They let it pass. And, they let it go in.
They do. They did.
It shows you how apathetic they are, how indifferent.
Yeah.
How indifferent they are.
I think it was
an
appeasement.
It was more than
that. It was an appeasement. I'm telling you.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, it is. But I'm just saying.
It's a lot more than
that.
It goes much deeper than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a form of evil to have a law that's supposed to be there to protect you and doesn't do the job. There's something seriously wrong in this country when that can happen. All right, let's go to the phone. 213-816-1650.
And you have Maureen, and you have Danny.
Well, let's take Danny's call. Maureen
gets
a lot of chance.
Danny.
Well, she'll wait a little bit.
Okay.
Take Dan's call. Inner Sight Live.
Yep. Hi, Danny.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good.
What I was thinking is, what there should be is every organization should have somebody who's trained to go into the nursing homes and help the residents.
Yeah, the people should have their home health aides in the nursing home.
That too.
There wouldn't be half the mishaps if they did.
My grandma fell. I'm sorry. Continue.
How do, with money, of course, but I'm actually thinking of starting my own home care company.
Bye.
Oh, that's a good idea. If you could, yeah.
Yeah, if you can get, you're going to have to deal with the government.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? You'll have
you don't
to deal
have to
with
deal
the
with
government.
The
government. You got to get licensed and all that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's nothing to I'm sure it's nothing that strenuous, you know?
I don't know if, what the criterion is, but it's worth looking into if you're really interested in doing it. You know, there's a lot of headaches that comes with that also. So you have to make sure that you have, all areas, covered in terms of what needs to be done. Because we were looking into, helping start, restart, we should say, and make things better for, people in home care as well. Remember Anthony, Frank? Was talking about that too.
Yeah, well, the AIDS, first of all, the AIDS should get more money.
Right.
You need a lot of money to do this home care stuff.
Yeah.
That's why the agencies and the government should share it.
Yeah.
Agencies raise half, the government put up the other half.
Take rid of Tampa for nursing homes.
Yeah.
The money, the important thing is it's not being done. The funding should be supervised by the disabled person. In other words, you should pay your aide directly.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a big difference.
Yes,
they'd respect you more.
Yeah.
Nobody should have the right to handle your money. See, that's what's wrong with this system.
Right.
They're handling our money.
Yeah, and they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Well, they keep it. They use it for themselves. You know, it's an endless flow of money. Because of us. And that's the big problem that many people have, because you don't pay your aid. They gotta look to the agency for that. Shouldn't be that way. The person should, they want us to be independent. They won't even allow us to pay our own aid. It's a bunch of bull. They don't want us to be independent. They just say it.
Yes.
Why isn't the independent living centers fighting for that if they want us to be independent?
Yeah.
There's a question right there that's never been answered.
Yeah.
They can't fight for that.
They got
to obey what the state tells.
They only referral. To me, they're a referral agency. To me, they've never really been an independent living arrangement.
So what's really needed is an agency, a home health, where the person is going to pay the aid directly. In other words, the money's in an account only for that purpose. Now that would be a step forward.
I think Danny was trying to speak a second. Danny, were you trying to speak for some... I don't know. I didn't hear you with your phone. It's breaking up. Yeah.
Dan, you still there?
How I can help you guys?
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. We'd have to see how.
Go ahead. Let Danny talk. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you now. Wait. What can I do for you guys?
Oh, well, we'd like to get a... I think we talked about this before. We need a list of corporations where we can send this article to that came out in the three papers and try to get them to match the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus gave us.
That'd be awesome.
If you can get up a list of corporations... you can get a copy of the article and email it to them. With a simple note, please match the $2,000 that Suffolk Bus donated to InnerSight.
Yeah.
Maybe, 20, 30 corporations.
But if I give you my email address, can you email it? Your email address?
Oh, the article? So yeah, Suzanne can email it to you. Can you send it to him?
The address. I'll give you my email.
We'll give it. Suzanne, you there? Hello? I think I lost her.
I'll give him my email address.
Yeah, you have to. I'll give you her number and you call her and she has the article.
Yeah, I have the article. I just got it disconnected. Sorry about that. He can
give
you my
number. So you can email
number.
It to Dan, right? Get together with Dan and.
Yeah, just give Frank your email, okay? Or email Frank if you have the email, the InnerSight email.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And I'll grab it off the server, and I'll send you back the information that you need. Okay?
Just send him the article.
Yeah, I'll send you the article.
It tells the whole story.
Yep.
Of what we're about, what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. Wow. All right, I can't hear you. My hearing
all
is...
All right, Inner Sight.
Take care.
Don't forget, tomorrow night is the funnies over here. We're going to have some fun. Take the vaccine and get worse.
That's what you've been wanting to say.
Jimmy Dinnigan.
Oh,
take that stuff and get out of here. I'm not taking it. Get out. Get away from me. You better get that, Jimmy. You're going to get sick. You're going to vomit all over the school.
Vomit all over the school. I wonder how, what's her name, Janie sounded. Did she sound like that when she spoke?
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow night with Dinnigan, take the vaccine and get worse.
And get worse.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. What I heard Maureen told me, she knows about three teenage girls and a boy.
New line.
A boy who's having problems. I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't get the details on that, but you better look out, guys.
Well, she's waiting in queue to tell you.
Yeah, you take that stuff. You know, you have a girlfriend or a wife, better look out. You don't shrivel up.
Uh-oh. Now you're giving people the fear of day.
True. Damn true. Who the hell knows what it can do to you? See, that's the point. You don't know what it can do to you.
I know. Well, it actually...
It's unknown.
If it's
you don't
circulation,
know.
If it's circulation, I suppose, conceivably, there is circulation there. So, conceivably, you could have a problem. There.
All right, let's
I
take
suppose.
A call from Maureen out of Queens. Inner Sight Live, 213-816-1650.
And here's Maureen.
Hello.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
so far.
You know this. the Yankee-Red Sox game was called off tonight because three Yankee players who have already taken the vaccine came down with COVID.
Nice.
And three are pending.
Great.
And three are pending, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, my poor mom, I am so disgusted. Today she was really, you know, down in the dump sounding. She said she's bored. Tonight she sounds a little better. I think she's getting to the stage where she doesn't think I'm coming anymore, and it's that I'm not coming. And I don't think she fully understands this crap, because who fully does understand this crap, you know? And I mean, I had promised it 2 weeks ago. I was going to be coming twice that week, the next week, and it didn't happen. Now I'm telling you this Monday, I'll hope it happens. If not, they're going to have to, they're going to have to give me some kind of a compassionate visit. Enough is enough. I mean,
no, you just go and you say, I want a compassionate visit. Simple. You're allowed to say that, I think. You're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say that you want a compassionate visit. You are allowed to say that. They just have to approve it.
Oh, yeah,
because...
Well, last week when I said
every
that...
Every visit should be compassionate.
Yeah, I know.
You know, this is really because, speaking of the ADA, both of us are disabled, she and I, and because of my handicap, that's what's holding up this discharge thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no protection of the ADA.
No.
That's right.
No.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're trying to... I spent all day... I'm going to have... Actually, Rita has this phone surgically removed from my ear because I've been on it all damn day. So, it's going to have to be surgically removed because we're trying to raise money for to get her out, to get some kind of home care in the meantime till she gets the Medicaid put on. If we can get people to... we can raise some funds and get some people. I've already talked to somebody that said he might know somebody who would like to work, but we need the money for her to work. So so if we can do something like that, you know, that would be good. Because, do you know
Hold on, Maureen. Inner Sight pledges $100 on the worldwide. Come on, everybody.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
I have to figure out how to get it on the GoFundMe, but you got $100 from us.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. How about the Western Union? Remember we did that a couple times, Western Union? Would they do that? Would they put it over the Western Union?
Western Union?
That?
You mean to you?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, remember that time? You did it a couple times when I needed money back in the day. Not that much, not 100, but I needed like 30 for a set of ride to get through for the month.
Yeah.
I had to go to the shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do Western Union.
Yeah, Western Union.
Oh, all right.
Fine. That works, yeah.
Oh, all right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate
it. I'll try to do it by the weekend.
That's all, Frank, because I'm in my situation and I haven't even gotten a chance to tell Frank fully about. I have no aid for the weekend. No more. Long
stories,
guys.
Like everybody's in a situation anymore, you know? It seems like everybody's in a situation anymore, you know?
Yeah, I know. I have to find an aid for the weekend, and I have to... But she tells me that she might want to come back, you know, if after she, you know, we all have a little bit of a break from each other. She's going to see her family in her country, and then she's coming back. I mean, it is a big craziness that I just can't handle with all this COVID and then being out of the, you know, not being outside that long. I really need to just be human again and stop some of this medicine, too.
Yeah, my poor mom hasn't been out in daylight or sunlight or in like almost 2 years. You gotta have sun. You gotta have air. You gotta live. They gotta knock this crap off. I don't believe this. You know, they say the vaccines are plummeting, and that's why they're putting out all this variants and all. They just want people to get vaccinated, you know? Kill off a few more people. What the hell? You know? I mean, this is ridiculous.
You know,
my poor mom sitting there today, she wasn't even anything I asked her was, I don't know. Tonight she finally came around a bit to, when are you coming and when can I go home?
Aww.
But I haven't heard from her in a bit. Because I swear the bitches there are telling her she's not going home. Have that idea, you know? I don't know for certain, but...
And she's
I'm
sorry. She's still in that quarantine area or no?
Well, Monday the visiting starts again, so who the hell knows? You know, you can't ask too many questions because of HIPAA. I mean, I'm not asking who these people are. I don't want to know their blood type, their eye color, or what size shoe they wear. I just want to know how many people have it yet then, you know?
Yeah,
I was told the last time. Yeah, it's only one yet. So the 19th is supposed to open. Oh, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
If I go, like, outside somewhere and I want to, you know, try to get a cup and ask for money, do you need a permit for that?
Oh, you mean to raise money?
Yeah,
they
get, like,
I don't know.
Coming along and just give $1 or $2 or 50 cents or a quarter, whatever they can afford, if they could, you know, do it in the cup, if you need a permit.
Well, I think
to do
you don't want to, I wouldn't do that because I think it's like, there's like a panhandling law. So I think the best thing to do is just, you know, you might want to, like a donation under, in a site through, you know, Frank's.
Do you have a shopping center near you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not.
Where are you thinking of doing this?
I'm thinking of doing it at City Field, actually.
Oh, boy,
where?
That won't be a good idea. City Field.
I'm sorry?
City Field, you would say. Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said.
If you do it over there, you gotta get permission. But what I would do which is legal.
Right.
the nursing home petition that we have, see?
Yeah, hook it up to it.
Tell people to sign it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Get a...
get money.
You have to have a copy of it.
Right.
Right.
You
got to
get a copy of it, and you got to display it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And then you got to find a place. I wouldn't ask people for money. I would ask them to sign a petition and say... And say, my mom is in a nursing home, and they don't want. I'm trying to get her out, and they're opposing me. That's what I would say.
I would say
that. Sign the petition.
And I'll, in some of the cases, I could join you, because to tell you the truth, I want that petition to have so many names on it that it'll be like they can't, you know, deny us anymore. That's really, you know,
but that's gonna
horrible.
Take time, and that's going to help get my mom out. Signatures. We need money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to take a. We've tried this.
They'll
already.
Give
that's
you.
Gonna
people
take a,
people
a,
will give you donations. Believe me. I do it all the time. I do it in the subway.
Yeah. They don't
what,
know what to do. Okay? Then other give you donations. You know. Sometimes. You know.
Wait. Say that again.
Don't know what to do aside from give you money to help you out in your situation, because that's the thing that makes, you know, things happen. So sometimes they'll just give you the money.
People
want to
see that
you.
You're real. They want to see something.
Yeah.
You got to show them something.
Yeah, like an article.
That you're real.
Right. Or a petition. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was just, you know, I wouldn't go to the Queen Center Mall because people put money in with one hand and someone else come along and take it out with the other hand.
No. That's not a good idea. You know what they have would probably be better? City Field might be too, I wouldn't go to City Field, honestly. It sounds like a good idea, but I would be too afraid, you know? I would. You know,
people
go to their cause, on their way to the cause, they could hurt you. I don't know. That's just my feeling.
Maureen, call me off the air and we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
All right, I would need somebody to come with me. I wouldn't definitely go on my own. I would, you know, have somebody with me.
Yeah.
You know, but I figured, hey, you know, I'm a Met fan. All those people are Met fans. You know, maybe, you know, they'd be generous or something like that. You know what I mean?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. You'd have to really, you know, iron it out with Frank and get general manager of, you know, City Field or, like, the whole, you know, part of the management team to approve it. And I that's going to be harder than getting, you know, just a regular shopping center to help you.
I think we should talk about this off air.
Exactly.
All right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
all right. In a
site.
around the world, 213-816-1650. And ADA doesn't protect us.
Take care.
The damn truth. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you, Maureen. Bye-bye. I muted her. Sorry.
All right. A law that doesn't protect you. And I'm talking about on the spot. Let me repeat what I said earlier. And I hadn't even realized this until my friend at Newsday informed me and called this number where you can file a complaint. All right. Now, if you can file a complaint, then why don't they dispatch an officer?
That's right.
To the scene. You know? Why don't they get the police department to work with them? Now, the police department will work with the Justice Department on certain things, but not on ADA stuff. Now, the other thing is the nursing homes that we're dealing with. They're all registered with the government. They have a federal ID number. They get federal money. The ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, is a federal law, and yet you can't take them into federal court. Maureen didn't say that the lawyer she went to, he didn't say one word about the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
Why did they create a law that doesn't protect people?
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah.
That's what the terrorist countries do.
Mm-hmm.
They create law. Oh, we passed a law. See, we care about people. Yeah, they pass a one-sided law that doesn't protect the people who need it. Protect the government. Give the government an out that they did something for us.
This must be very loosely, the ADA must be very loosely modeled after the 1964, Civil Rights Act, very loosely. Because it says modeled after the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I can't see any of it even modeled after it.
Well, that's
really?
That's a bunch of bull. That
it is.
That would mean it would have
be.
Enforcement. There's no enforcement.
So okay, I know what it is. It's modeled after, except for enforcement. That's what you have to say. Then there was an act, the 5041, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. And that said, the only addition was equal opportunity that was added, with people with disabilities. Now, you got these two things added, but yet the law is still stupid. I mean, I have to just say it that way. And then you've got all these other regulations added to it and until it hits to the 1990s, and then the mass more was added. There was still was some amendments added after that, but the bulk of it was added in 1990. Do I find it something that I would use personally that's protecting me? Heck no. I would say something worse.
It doesn't protect people.
No, it doesn't.
If there's a number you can call for a complaint, and there is, then why isn't that number attached to an immediate
everything.
Response? By the authorities.
Right.
That should have been part of that.
Mm-hmm. The police should have been able to write a summons or hold somebody to court or whatever, or even
sure.
bring them to jail. Period.
Look at all the time that would save and red tape. If an officer could give somebody a summons, you're not going to let this person in?
Yeah.
You have to explain it to the judge. Here's the summons.
Definitely.
That's how it should have been.
Yeah.
With enforcement, and if the cop deemed it an emergency, and enforcement immediately. You have to let them in. If you don't let them in, I'm giving you a summons, and you have to appear. And not only can you get in trouble with a criminal statute, you can also be fined money.
Mm.
You know? And part of that money should go to the disabled person.
It certainly should.
That's how the protection that we should have had, and we don't. Look what happened. Look what happened with my case. 5 years. Because there was no authority at the scene. 5 years.
I know.
Still talking about the damn thing. You know,
I know.
First they discriminate against you, then
they
friggin' torture
it.
You.
That's right.
Because you have to relive it.
I know.
You have to keep on reliving this crap.
That's the truth. It is. Because that's like, you know, somebody, you know, physically, you know, beating you up in that manner. Because that's what I feel it is. I feel that's how I feel about it. I mean, if somebody, you know, wanted to really help you out, they should have been really helping you out. You know?
With safety, it should have been immediate enforcement.
That's right.
Another example is the accessible pedestrian signal. That's safety.
Yeah.
There should be immediate enforcement on that. And the ADA doesn't do a damn thing. I've been trying for 4 years to get a light up.
That's
And I'm
disgusting.
Only one person. How many more people...
That's disgusting.
How many more people throughout this country are in that situation?
I'm sorry. It took me a
sight.
Lot. Sorry.
Yeah, inner sight. Took you a lot to get your damn light up. I know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It had to be the Commission for the Blind to write him to write a stupid letter for that.
Yeah, well, why did they stop there?
I know.
They're the state. Why didn't they do the whole damn town? See?
Yeah. Oh, my
I'll
God.
Tell you
Am
why.
I seeing something? Why?
Because there's no enforcement. You can't do it that way. You got to go one little freaking light at a time. Because that's what they think of us. See, if there was enforcement and the State Commission for the Blind had any damn authority for safety, they would have to do the whole town.
Wow.
And then they could go to every town and have enforcement do the whole damn state.
That's true.
But it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. Just because
it's crazy
you get
that
one
it
light, just because you get one light put up in one place,
doesn't mean you're
going
to get it. I know.
That you're going to get the other one across the street or in the next couple of blocks. There's no enforcement, no protection. That's the bottom line. If there's no protection, you're no place. You don't count.
That's right.
That's what it comes down to. You don't count.
It does. You don't count, for sure. Because, to me, a law would cover all that. It would.
Sure.
That's,
well, the law does. The regular law does.
Yeah. For everybody else, that is.
We're the irregular law.
That's right.
We don't count.
Sadly, yes.
Don't forget, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, channel 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, channel 3 on the Spirit, and Altice out here, Long Island, 7:30 Thursday night. So check us out. We're still up there with reruns waiting for this studio to open up, and who knows with all this stuff going on what they're going to do.
Nice.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. If you've been violated and you're trying to get protection under the ADA, let us know, because we're trying to set up testimony with Congress.
Oh, I can't wait to that day.
We're going to try to get a local congressman to agree to bring people to Washington and tell their story about how the ADA hasn't protected them and how it should be.
Yeah.
But there's got to be one message. None of this 48 different things floating around.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget Jimmy Dinigan, the vaccine makes you worse.
Yeah.
We'll have Lauren Hardy around and the philosopher. Oh, the philosopher. The philosopher's got a lot to say about the how the vaccine made a lot of his friends worse.
Nah. That's
tomorrow
gonna
night.
Be
oh, yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Tomorrow night on Inner Sight, have some fun.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, if you'd like to match our $2,000 gift from the Suffolk Bus Corp, we'd be happy to talk to you about that and offer you some good publicity for your business, your product, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a year's worth of publicity for that match, for the $2,000 match.
That's nice. That's a good promotion.
Well, you can't beat that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the newspapers want to do a follow-up, we'll get your business mentioned in there. All right, that's Inner Sight. Help us get this ADA straightened out. That's what
that's awesome.
One of the things. That's what you'd be doing by matching the $2,000.
Yeah.
Get the ADA to furnish protection for the millions of us. And we hope that some of these agencies will join us. Where are they? We invite you. We invite all the agencies for the blind and disabled to join with us. You know, you have people coming to you who have been violated and not protected by the ADA. Ask
yeah.
if they want to be testify in front of Congress. All right, Inner Sight at 213-816-1650. And next week, we had a show coming up next Wednesday. You recall what that the title is on that show?
I don't have it handy right now.
All right.
We thought about it. We do have that title written down. I just have to look right now, and it's kind of...
All right, so we'll...
get it for tomorrow.
We'll get that out there.
Yep, I'll put up the shows, definitely.
In the meantime, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. We want to thank all our listeners. And Suzanne, co-host engineer, and all the people who are being violated and not being protected for whatever it's worth, we're there. We're with you. Whatever we can do.
Thank you.
All right. So you at least you know you got us.
No, I know. I know.
Try to get your independent living center to do something. Tell them to strengthen the ADA and make it so that it can be enforced.
I'd hope they'd do something like that, but I doubt it. I honestly do.
Well, people should complain about that.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Louie will be here. Louie the Lip. Goodbye,
yeah.
World. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.